This guy has a for sale sign in his window of his car. So his buddy Robert, who drives to work with him every morning, said, you know, maybe you should call him with the phone number and ask to buy the car. Well, I'm going to go one step further. I'm going to use that phone number, but I'm going to see your for sale sign. I'm going to raise you an angry driver. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, so we're going to phone scam Jeff, and I'm going to call him about the car, and I guess I saw the sign in his window.
Yeah, be careful when you have those for sale signs in your car, especially when your phone number is right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
All right, 750.
And now, here's another world-famous Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
Phone scam.
Hello?
Yeah, you the guy driving the red Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, so are you calling about the sale?
Where's the frickin' fire, moron?
Excuse me? Hello?
I'm gonna stamp your passport, baby.
Okay. Are you calling about... Did you want to buy the car?
No, I don't want to buy the car. I want to shove it up your Mr. No Mirrors. You cut me off.
okay. Anyway.
You cut me off, jerk face.
What's your name, sir?
Doesn't matter what my name is. Listen up here, Dr. Merge.
Where'd you get my name and my number?
I got it off the sign in your car.
The for sale sign, correct?
Yeah.
And you would like to...
I'm driving down Big Beaver. I'm heading towards Coolidge. You come swinging out of the other side with no turn signal. Go across three lanes right in front of me.
Excuse me? Listen, I don't know if you know what you're talking about, what kind of, you know, whether this is a prank, you're having a little fun...
oh yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I'm trying to take serious phone calls about the car so I can sell it.
Yeah, you want to sell it?
Interested,
maybe you ought to sell it and buy a tricycle. You'd be a better driver there.
Are you not interested at all in seeing the car?
I'm interested in putting you out of business, buddy. You drive cutting me off, Mr. Mario Andretti.
Listen, I don't appreciate your tone.
Yeah, I don't appreciate your driving.
I have no clue what you're talking about. I'm a very safe driver, and the last thing I'd be doing is jeopardizing myself or my car if I'm trying to sell it.
You drive like my wife cooks, baby.
Excuse me?
You drive like my wife cooks, and I kicked her out of the house.
You're obviously just trying to have a little fun with this. It's nothing serious.
Oh, so. Yeah, a lot of fun. You think you own Big Beaver? You're just going to go driving around like that?
Listen, end it. Done. I don't want it, you know? I don't need to take these phone calls. I'm sitting here trying to sell the car, and I don't need your little pencil neck and doing
it. Oh, yeah, I see how it is. You think you own the roads? You think you're going to push me around, buddy?
You're funny. This has nothing to do with it. I'm a safe driver. Please leave me alone.
Why don't you change your for sale sign? It should say, danger, beware, driver.
Yeah, danger, beware, because I'm going to come over there and kick your
Oh, is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, I am.
You come on over here, buddy. I'll butter your biscuit.
Why don't you come over?
I'll run a comb through your hair.
It's for sale. I want you to come take a look at it, and we'll see how bad it is.
I'll come over there. I'll use you as a hood ornament, buddy.
All right, listen, little twerp.
Yeah, what do you got to say for yourself?
Listen, don't call me again. If you do, I'm calling the cops.
Then if
the cops don't want to get involved, I'll track you down myself.
Yeah, I'll put you behind bars for drunk driving.
Do not call me again.
Yeah? Hello? You better dial him back.
All right, go ahead.
Take two.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Do you have a car for sale?
Yes, I do. Are you interested in seeing it?
Yes, how much is it?
It's negotiable. Basically, we're, come take a look at it, see what you have to, you know, to offer. I have a couple different offers right now.
Yeah, why don't you tell me how much, because I'm going to come over there and crack your head open with the steering wheel.
Listen, you're in need of a serious attitude adjustment. You start calling me again, and it's over.
I'll tell you what, I'll buy you some driving lessons, buddy. How about that?
All right, listen, I don't need this, all right?
Yeah, okay. Hello?
Oh, jeez.
Hello?
All right, hold on a second, hold on. Let's call him back here.
This guy enjoys you a lot, Spike.
Sarah, you ask about the car.
Oh, this, okay.
Is this harassment?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to check and see if you have a car for sale.
Sure, it's still for sale.
It's still available. Okay, yeah. The Jeep Grand Cherokee?
Yes, it is.
Great.
Move over there, toots. Yeah, hey, Jack, It's me.
Christ. Listen, all right? I just tried to star 69 you. I don't know where the hell you're calling
from.
Yeah,
star 69
this. It didn't work. Do you know what I did? I called the operator. I'm having them trace the calls. Listen, buddy, I'm sick of this.
I'll tell you what. You don't even have to trace it. I'm going to tell you where I'm calling from. You can come on down here.
All right, where are you calling from? Give me your number then, please.
Okay, the number's Q95.5 because you've just been the victim of a Mojo in the Morning phone scam.
You guys are going down. Listen, my blood pressure's going through the roof right now, right?
Your buddy Robert drives to work with you every morning. And he said, you guys listen to phone scams, and you've always been bragging that you'd never get you.
Robert sent this in. Robert's going to have a tough time getting a ride tomorrow.
We will scam you. You're home for the phone scams. Phone scams. Mojo in the Morning. On Detroit's hit music leader. The new Q95.5.